Scott Fowler is a great columnist with the Charlotte Observer. You can follow all the coverage on Ron Rivera at thecharlotteobserver.com. Hopefully I got that right. Scott, how you doing, buddy?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm doing better than Ron Rivera. Let me ask you, how did this all play out?
Well, they lost their fourth straight game Sunday, an embarrassing loss, losing to Washington. You know, rookie quarterback, game was at home, interim head coach for Washington. And by Tuesday, David Tepper, the owner, had decided he had had enough. He said today, I was part of a sort of a very spontaneous press conference that he was in, and he said that he did it because he didn't want to do a coaching search or begin one behind Ron Rivera's back. But he felt like other teams, he did not name them, were already putting out feelers for other head coaches, and so he didn't want to put himself at a competitive disadvantage. So he fired Ron Rivera with four games left.
So essentially what you're saying is that this guy Tepper, I remember he was in Pittsburgh, he had warned him, remember, like, I think there was like a warning a couple weeks ago where he's like, we're just not going to.
That's right.
Right?
There was. Yeah.
And that was kind of when I felt he was doomed. I when that guy said, listen, we're just not going to tolerate this mediocrity, I thought that was the beginning of the end for Ron Rivera. And then, so you're telling me that he essentially is saying, if I don't do this now, I'm going to lose out on any good coaching opportunities that I'm looking to change into that direction.
It's basically the way he explained it. I guess not any, but some. You know, people who might be available to talk to now. Obviously, some of the people they might want to talk to have jobs or will have, you know, are coordinators for teams that will go deep in the playoffs or whatever. But there's other people, I suppose, that are out there that he may want to talk to.
He said that I loved what he said. I'm going to quote him. He said, if people believe or fans believe that I'm going to hire the Messiah in here and bring you to the promised land in 1 year, I got a few guys they should meet. They can meet the Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus, a bridge in Brooklyn, and I hope it happens that way. That's great stuff. You got to admit.
He's colorful. There's no doubt about he will enliven any press conference he's part of. And he's not patient. You know, he's either the richest or the second richest NFL owner, depending on what list you're looking at and when, with Arthur Blank in Atlanta. And, you know, he's had this team for a year and three quarters now, and they've gone 12-16, and he wants to put his own stamp on it. So that's what's going to happen now.
So Scott Fowler with us from the Charlotte Observer. Check out charlotteobserver.com. Do you think that he had said even that he's more, it would appear to me, analytical, that he wants to have a young offensive-minded coach? Essentially what that means in Portuguese is I want to be like everybody else in the NFL and hire a Shanahan or a McVay and someone that's analytical.
Well, right. That's certainly been the trend lately. And he did say, he didn't say young, but he certainly said, you know, teams lean offensively these days. He sounded like NFL would be more likely than college, although he said he certainly wasn't going to rule out college. So, but yeah, I mean, reading between the lines, it certainly sounded like that may be the way that they end up here. Too. But I don't know. You know, I thought he was, you know, eventually probably would release Rivera, fire him. But I thought he'd wait, and he didn't. You know, he kind of does his own thing here and has made, you know, some inroads doing that so far. I think he's going to get an MLS team probably within the next few months would be my guess. And he's got $12 billion, so he knows some stuff about how to run a business. Now we'll see soon whether he knows how to hire a football coach.
That's crazy. So you're telling me that guy is worth $12 billion? Because I know someone worth $5 billion, and I was blown away at that staggering number. You're telling me this guy's worth way more than that?
Twice as much and a little more.
That is crazy. That is filthy money. Now, tell me what he said about the meeting with Rivera, because he did mention it. And then he also, it would appear to me, mentioned that he's willing to shake the tree some more, and that sounds like more people are getting fired.
Yeah. Well, they only fired one, so certainly there'll be, you know, a lot of that staff is not, you know, by necessity. I'm sure he'll let the next coach hire his own new staff. So, yeah, there'll be some of that. It looks like Marty Herney, the general manager, is safe for now. And he was not mentioned in the release. North Turner, their offensive coordinator, is kind of going to play a reduced role. And his son, Scott Turner, is going to call the plays for the last four games. So that's some of it. But I think, yeah, in terms of shaking the trees, I mean, it's not just that. I mean, they're trying, like so many cities, they're trying to get a new stadium here. As I mentioned, the MLS soccer team. He's shaking a lot of, you know, they're changing where they're having their summer training camp, building a brand new training facility like a lot of teams have. There's a lot of trees to be shaken around here.
So let me ask you this question. Scott Fowler, the columnist with the Charlotte Observer, he's been on the bench before. He's back again talking about the firing of Ron Rivera today with the Panthers. So when I watched Kyle Allen, I mean, I just have to be honest with you. I thought over the last few weeks that, you know, all that euphoria over him had dissipated and that it had become clear to me, just the naked eye, that he, you know, because he, remember when he started, he was great. Everybody was talking about how great he was. And then everybody started, and then all these people started saying, he's better than Cam Newton and that we need to get rid of Cam Newton and go with this guy. Now, how stupid do you have to be, in my opinion, that people were so quick to change and turn on this guy, Newton, and then in like four games, they had found, you know, Jesus. And then now, and what I saw the last 4 weeks is that he basically, he sucks. Like, I don't think he's terrible, but he played bad the last month, and that's all there is to it. He is definitely not your quarterback in the future. I don't care what anybody says.
Probably not, no. I mean, he went undrafted for a reason. A lot of NFL teams, you know, passed on him over and over again, and he lost two college jobs for kind of the same issues he's had now, which are he can throw an accurate ball when he has time, but he is prone to turnovers, and that's been the bugaboo with Kyle Allen for some time. I think he'll be here next year because he's under he's an exclusive rights free agent. He's very cheap. But I, you know, the new coach, of course, will make a lot of that decision with Cam. But Cam is a good bargain, as weird as that seems to say. But he'll be like the 20th highest paid quarterback next year or something at like $19 million. He's as Tepper alluded to one time. He said, well, we don't have any $36 million a year mistakes on our roster.
Why don't they just, honestly, Scott, why don't they just draft a young quarterback and let Newton put him under his wings? Because I'm telling you, that other kid's not the answer. If they're just going to keep him around, it's going to be the same mess all over again.
Well, you know, the funny thing is they did. They drafted in the third round last year Will Grier, who, maybe remember.
Right, I remember him.
Virginia.
Sure.
But he hadn't played, you know, he's been third string, now second string, hadn't played a down.
All right.
And so they've got one, but yeah, right. I mean, they might need to get another. I mean, but they got so many pressing issues. I mean, if you've seen the line Kyle Allen is playing in front of right now, I mean, it is horrible. He was sacked seven times last week against Washington. And it probably should have been 10 or 12. He got out of several that he probably shouldn't have gotten out of. It was bad. And so they got issues, you know, a lot of issues. And Ron Rivera was a two-time NFL Coach of the Year here, but, you know, it's finally, like with so many coaches, I mean, it's finally just kind of stopped working. I mean, he's going to be a good coach somewhere else. He's a very good organizer. He's players like him. Everybody likes him. It's just not going to be here. But believe me, I think he'll have another NFL job, you know, within 2 months.
Wow. So, like, because that was the question I was wondering. You're telling me that you think that he'll immediately be hired again as a head coach after getting fired in Carolina, that he's just going to go somewhere else and that'll be that?
I think so. I mean, you know, I know that there's lots of it depends, of course, how many jobs open, if it's four or if it's like eight, you know, depending on how many of those 32 I just remember, though, here when John Fox, who had a much worse ending here with the Panthers, also coached here 9 years, also got him to one Super Bowl and lost, was a defensive guy, very similar in a lot of ways to Rivera, and immediately, you know, got fired here after a 2-14 season, immediately got not one more head job, but two more. And I think Rivera is so well-liked around the league. I mean, I guess he could sit out a year, but I definitely think he'll be a head coach in the NFL again.
Do you think that Gettleman would be interested in bringing him to the Giants? And do you think that that makes Gettleman look weak, that all he does is keep going back to the same, cul-de-sac to, cool. to you yeah. know what I mean?
I think Gettleman certainly likes Ron. They had a good relationship here and got to a Super Bowl together and were pretty simpatico. But I don't think that they just, you know, loved each other or anything. That was kind of a marriage that was, you know, kind of an arranged marriage, so to speak. So, yeah, I think he'd probably take a look, though. I mean, he knows him very well. I think it'd be silly not to.
Wow. Is that kind of where you feel he'll end up?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, I think he might, you know, I think there's lots of places. I mean, I think any NFL job, you know, where they don't necessarily, especially if they're going away from an offensive guy, you know, I think that's kind of what Ron will need. They're, you know, you can't be on the McVay-Shanahan bandwagon, I suppose. You got to be on the, okay, let me get a grown-up in the room and he's going to set us to rights. You know, I don't know, Cleveland, Dallas. I mean, there's lots of issue, you know, possibilities. Jacksonville, I don't know. I mean, people are going to have to get fired first before Ron gets hired anywhere. But, you know, he's got a lot of friends.
Yeah, I think it's inevitable that, you know, we all know what happens on the day after the last day of the NFL season. A bunch of people get whacked, and it's just automatic. So we'll see where it all plays out. Fantastic, as usual, Scott. Thanks for coming on the bench and telling us all about the Ron Rivera firing today in Charlotte. Check out the CharlotteObserver.com for more info on the Rivera firing. Scott, thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
All right, same here. Enjoyed it.
Bye. All right, Scott Fowler with the Charlotte Observer.